Now, green spaces like Moore Park are relaxing havens away from the concrete hustle and bustle of the city. Recently, however, there has been some concern and controversy over the impact of the city developments on the environmental well-being of the park. Michael Waterhouse is the president of Saving Moore Park, which has over 3,500 supporters working together to preserve the park for generations to come. He joins me on the line now. Michael, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Good morning, Tess. Delighted to be with you.
So for those who perhaps this has flown under the radar a little bit, what are some of the main threats to Moore Park at the moment?
Well, the main threat is clearly the construction, or the demolition and construction of a new city football stadium, which is going to potentially impact on the park. Having said that, we've been told by Infrastructure New South Wales, who are going to be managing the project, that the park will be safe. In other words, they're not going to be putting the equipment and plant of one sort or another on the park lands while they build the new stadium. The longer term, we believe that there will be a need to integrate the stadium with the parklands because clearly pedestrians move across the parklands as they go to both the Sydney Cricket Ground and the Sydney Football Stadium. So there's a need for way signage, lighting and things like that. We don't know yet what that's going to involve. We don't know how intrusive it is going to be. Hopefully it will open up the park more generally for the community, but at this point we just don't know.
And so why is it that you guys believe Moore Park is so important to the local community?
Well, Moore Park is the largest parkland in the city of Sydney. It is 115 hectares. It is about, as I understand it, about 28% of the total parkland in the city of Sydney. It is the green lungs, if you like to look at it that way, for the city. So it is incredibly important that it be preserved. What most people don't realise is that, in fact, it was originally about 154 acres, hectares, when it was given to the City of Sydney, which is who originally had the parkland, back in 1866. Gradually over the years, parkland has been whittled away for one thing or another. For example, the Eastern Distributor has taken bits of the parkland, widening of Anzac Parade. There's always something that people are trying to take a little bit of parkland because parkland is one of those things which, oh, they won't miss a little bit here, they won't miss a little bit there. But in fact, of course, over time, it does get diminished in size and we just think it's incredibly important for the community that the parkland be preserved for future generations.
Yeah, it sounds like something that would definitely add up as time went on.
Well, can I give you an example? There's a proposal now for the widening of South Dowling Street close to the intersection with Dacey Avenue. RMS, this is all connected with WestConnex. It's an extension of WestConnex. They need to widen that intersection of Lachlan Street, Dacey Avenue and South Dowling Streets. If they widen South Dowling Street, it is expected that 6 or 8 large fig trees will go. Now, these aren't trees of the same quality, if you like, or same age as those that disappeared in Anzac Parade in connection with the light rail, but nevertheless, they are important trees, very big trees. So because the road will have to be widened, that will mean that just taking another slice off the parkland at that spot. So, yeah, as I say, it keeps happening. Over the many years, 150 years, bits keep going here and there.
And so what are some of the main tensions concerning the primary uses of the parkland? I was reading there seems to be a little bit of a tussle, I guess, happening between it being public recreational land or vacant space for development, as is very, very Sydney.
That's a good comment. Inevitably, when you've got an area of parkland in a densely urban area, you're going to have some tensions between the different people who want to use it. In this case, being so close to a sporting precinct, there are professional sporting codes who want to make use of the parklands for their training sessions and the like. Now, we don't necessarily have a problem with that, as long as because what it means is the quality of the surface of the park is improved to cater for them, and it's paid for by them. So that's not unreasonable, so long as the community has access to that area of parkland at other times. In other words, it's not fenced off. From that point of view, we have a serious problem with the tramway oval opposite the Sydney Cricket Ground, which is fenced off by the Sydney Swans. We believe that the fences there need to go. We want to see the parkland opened up so that people can move through it. It's actually impossible on the eastern side of Anzac Parade to move through the park from the north to the south or vice versa. You can't do it simply because there are so many fences. So we want to see those go. So we want to see the parkland opened up to the community so that they will in fact make greater use of it than they possibly can at the moment.
It does seem like a really, really important issue. Before I let you go, Michael, how can people get involved with Saving Moore Park?
Well, we have a website, Saving Moore Park Incorporated, or savingmoorpark.com. If people are interested in supporting us, they can go on there and register their support. It doesn't cost anything at all, but what it means is you will get our newsletters periodically that we send out. They're not regular, they're just when we need to send them out. And you can know that you're part of a big and growing community of people who are concerned and who do support us.
Michael, it's been an absolute pleasure. Thanks so much for your time this morning.
Okay, that's fine. Delighted to.
That was President of Saving Moore Park, Inc., Michael Waterhouse, on some of the most imminent threats to Moore Park. To find out more, as he said, the website is savingmoorpark.com. We will pop the link up in the podcast, which you'll be able to find at 2SER.com.